true. Said we're here for a good time. Well, hello everybody out there in Radio Land, and welcome to Live Local Radio on Thursday around noonish or so. It seems to happen. I don't know how that works, but it seems like it does. I'm your host, David Keyes. I'm glad you're on board today on 97.1, and then also streaming live, I think, later on as a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, David Keyes, again, and happy to be here, happy to see you out there in the radio land, and hopefully if you're driving a vehicle right now, both hands are on the wheel. We appreciate that. As a special bonus today, we have the famous Pat Murphy riding shotgun in the booth today. I can see him through the glass. Welcome. I'm glad to see you.
Good day, sir.
Good
pleased to be back in the saddle with you. The band is back together.
The band is back together, and you're riding high because you had a great night last night at trivia, I hear.
I did. After we've been slumping. Me and my wife, we play Connie's trivia every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. And yes, we've been slumping a bit, but we're in playoffs right now, and we took first place last night. It was just one of those rolls where just the answers came to us.
Well, you know what? It's funny about those categories because you own what you own and she owns what she owns. And if they happen to line up, there's no stopping you guys
it's
at that point.
Why we work so well together. Oh, yeah. She's science and nature and medical and stuff like that. Nutrition, food, vitamins. History, geography, world history, American history, geography, sports, entertainment, music, and all that. So, yeah.
And you were saying quite a few teams last night, too.
Yeah, and
that's awesome.
We won.
That's even better.
Every Wednesday night, people, 7 o'clock at Connie's. It's trivia. It's only $5 a person to enter, and it's a lot of fun. It's a show within a show. It's hosted by Toshi. Now, let me tell you about Toshi. Toshi is going to be on this very station starting this final Wednesday of this month, 2 weeks from this yesterday, 2 weeks from yesterday. He'll be hosting a show here, and then it'll be every third Wednesday of the month going forward after that. And it may even turn into a weekly show, depending how the draw is for it. But Toshi will be hosting a show right here as well. So
it'll be great. He's a game show host guy anyway.
He's a natural. I recruited him to try to be on radio. He's just got that natural snap, just like yourself, sir.
What happened to that other guy? Yeah, he's that hack. Oh, that was me. I guess I'm still here, so that's even better.
You are a natural. This is your niche. Your niche.
Well, most of you probably already have figured out that Pat and I are friends. We go back a long, long way. And I think per person that everybody I know, Pat has more friends in this county than anybody. He could run for office if he didn't have all those skeletons in your closet.
We go right there.
And also, he did pick out the music for this show, and it's wonderful. And
I love your theme music.
Well, you picked it out, and we wanted to find something that was kind of memorable and light and fun.
It fits your personality. It fits the show. It fits the vibe of the county.
And if you think you've heard his voice before, and I'm sure you probably have, think about right about the same time right now. In fact, you're two places at one time right now, Pat. That's pretty darn good. Yeah,
magic.
It's a magic.
You all request the noon hour, noon to one, on 106.7 Max FM. Yeah. And you can join me if you enjoy my dulcet tone right now. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. We play 70s, 80s, and 90s music, all your favorites on 106.7 Max FM, and I will be there. I'm there weekdays as well from 3 to 6.
And you're also on the weather. You're like one of the weather guys.
I'm on every station.
That's so funny.
All
the time, too. And I can't believe that for every few minutes that you look out the window and give that weather updated report. That's really cool how you do that.
I'm never wrong. Ever. Ever wrong.
Well, I guess, we'll have to move on from that. But anyway, thanks, Pat. Thanks for helping out today, as always. And thank you for getting me in this.
My man, I did this. I worked the board here. I was the producer for many years. Tag is fantastic.
Yep, Tag is great.
Tag came right in. And, they told me, train him, get this guy ready. That took about 8 minutes. He's a natural. And I love Tag Benefield. And, man, he's the man. But he's off today on assignment. We'll call it on assignment.
Well, that's intriguing. So I guess that's a teaser. We'll have to figure out what that
today
is.
Today and Monday. And I'll be filling in on Monday as well. And Mickey does her show. So,
oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Mickey. So I'll be on I'll be on here too.
Well, and it is unique that we have all this live local radio here. It's not a thing in a lot of markets. So thank you, Dylan, and thank you all the folks here at Blue Sky Broadcasting for continuing to do live local radio. It's
as my man Justin Dick says, America's best little small town still, which, you know, is a moniker we'd gotten years ago. You know, it's
USA Today
and Rand McNally and all those people. Yeah. Late 90s, when they ranked us as the America's best kept secret. Not a secret anymore, I think. You look around, it's a little different.
There's no secret out there at all. So you may already know this, but the listeners don't. We have two outstanding guests today.
Excellent.
And I think we'll take a quick break, but first up will be Heather White. She is the new, I guess new still, executive director at the Panada. And then again, she'll be followed up with Any Luck at All by Katie Bigalke from the Envision Center. So I think
I'm going to bet you right now. Are we allowed to bet live on radio? I don't think it's legal.
I think we are.
We'll bet a milkshake.
You're betting she won't come?
I'm betting she will come.
Oh, I will too, because she would never live it down if she doesn't show up.
If she didn't
again.
Show up. What? Well, again? I wasn't going to put – you threw her under the bus.
Oh,
right
it's here. So oh. funny. I lifted her up a couple times last week. Hey, maybe she's out in the studio out there in the waiting room. Nope. Okay, well, guess what? We'll keep talking about Gonzaga basketball tag, and it worked out great. Nobody even knew.
I was on the email chain of the huge apology. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. That was so fantastic. I love Katie. We've had Katie before, and I love her, so
– That's why
she's fine. We'll have some fun with her.
Yeah, you betcha. So let's take that quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have Heather, and she'll discuss all things Panada.
New year, big savings on feed right now at North 40 Outfitters. Get up to $4 off poultry feeds, equine feeds, and up to $5 off cattle feeds from popular brands like Country Companion, Eden Feeds, NatureWise, North 40, and Purina. Stay warm out there with 30% off all Smith & Rogue Stokey coats and flannels, plus 25% off winter and insulated footwear. Find these savings and more online and in-store at North 40 Outfitters. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
It's a new year with new goals and new experiences at 113 Main. If you haven't been in yet, it's time to make 113 Main your regular lunch, dinner, and libation destination. We're open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fresh homemade scratch cooking, full bar, premium handcrafted cocktails, regional beers, and an extensive wine selection. Experience a taste of the big city in America's best small town. Visit us at 113mainsandpoint.com to make your reservation today.
When winter knocks you down, Bonner General Immediate Care helps you get back up. From icy slips and sprains to winter colds, sore throats, and fevers, our team is here when you need care fast. We're open 7 days a week with extended hours, conveniently located on the hospital campus in downtown Sandpoint. We treat a wide range of ailments, including minor injuries and illnesses, and are just steps from the emergency department when a higher level of care is necessary. This winter, don't wait it out. Walk right into Bonner General Immediate Care. Learn more at bonnergeneral.org.
Salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
The new year means new resolutions, not just for your body, but for your finances as well. Did you know that financial health is directly related to your identity protection? This is why you need LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back. Resolve to make your identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with a promo code BECK. Terms apply.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Black out the Bengals. Vandal women's basketball takes on Idaho State January 15th at 6, the ICCU Arena. Come back Saturday, January 17th at 2 p.m. for Women in Leadership Day as the Vandals tip off against Weber State. Don't wait. Grab your tickets now at govandals.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. 97.1.
is still the best music around. I'm your host, David Keyes. Welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I'm joined in the studio today with Heather White. She is relatively new still. We'll say you're new still. Executive Director of the Panada. And she's all excited to tell us about some cool things that are going on there. And if you don't know much about the Panada, you need to. I mean, it is the gem of our community. It truly is. It's been around since 1927, it started out as a vaudeville and movie house,
Correct. Which
is really, really, really fun. And there's been some luminaries like Bonnie Raitt's been there, Arlo Guthrie, Wynton Marcellus, Mitch Miller, and my favorite, personally anyway, is Viggo Mortensen. When he shows up in those movies, we'll do a screening of the movie. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than the question and answer period that follows when Viggo's there. So welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thank you.
You're getting your feet on the ground around town, I've noticed.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I still feel like some days I feel like I'm on the ground, and other days I feel like I'm still hovering. So
Right. tell the audience what it is you do. We kind of have an idea, of course, what the Panada is. It's there.
Yeah.
But what do you do as executive director to make it happen?
Yeah, so I'm responsible basically for the whole kit and caboodle, all the way, you know, from how we program the theater to managing our fantastic staff and our volunteers, and then also helping the board with strategic planning for long-term projects that we have with the building itself.
Right.
So kind of everything.
And that was your background, right? You brought in more of a business sense, I think, than some, perhaps?
Yeah, I have. So I kind of have two personas. I have a degree in music, and then I also have an MBA. So I kind of live in both worlds.
That's both sides of your brain firing.
It is. Yeah. Wow. So this is a great job for me because I'm in the arts, right? But I'm also doing it from a business perspective. So it's a great marrying of both sides. So I really enjoy that a lot.
And you've been in the position for how long?
Since November 1st, so probably about 2.5 months now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And I saw you wander into a Rotary Club meeting yesterday.
I did.
That was your first meeting?
Yes, it was. It's been on my calendar, but it was the first day that I actually had an hour to run over there and make myself present.
So. Well, I think that's a great connection for you, too.
Thank you. Yeah. I do, too. Yeah.
It was fun watching you walk and introduce yourself a little bit that way. And
thank you.
I think most people were pretty happy to see you. In fact, I'm sure all people were. Some found you later on and said hi to you. I noticed that.
Yeah, I get to come and visit with you guys in a couple weeks for your lunch meetings. So.
Even better.
Yes.
Well, very good. So I'll get you here and there. So I won't spoil the surprise if you bring something. I always hate that. I know that already. I heard that already. No, it's really good.
Okay.
So what is going on at the Panada? What's new? Well, first of all, you're new. Again, November.
I am.
That's fairly new for sure. Mm-hmm. What are you doing differently maybe? Or what are you seeing? And how's the board moving forward? How's that going?
Yeah. So I've been tasked, I think, first and foremost to get my arms around the operation. So I'm really just trying to figure out where are the light switches? Who do I call if we have a toilet overflowing? And then just the overall processes upstairs in the office with our staff, booking contracts, all that kind of boring business stuff.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, and how we actually, run these shows and get different performers and different acts in the theater itself.
Right.
That's kind of my first order of business. And I think I'm just about there as far as understanding everything that that goes on, mm-hmm. although every day is another surprise.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. There's never a dull moment there. And then, of course, we've got an event this evening with our friends over at Pondere Arts Council. POAC is putting on an event. And then this weekend we have a film festival, the Banff Film Festival. So we've got a lot going on. We had a little bit of a reprieve at the latter half of December, so we caught our breath a little bit through the holidays, and then we kicked it up again last week.
Right. So. And what's the map? How many shows, how many presentations do we have at the Panada in a given year? Like last year, how many different shows?
Oh, boy. something I should have in my hip pocket, and I don't. I feel like it's somewhere between 80 and 100, but I could be wrong on that. I need to go do some math.
If I'm a betting man, I think you're low because it seems like every weekend something's going on. So that's 52-ish things going on there, plus whatever else. And every kid who's ever taken a dance class in Bonner and Boundary Counties has been on that stage too, and those shows are always going on.
Yeah,
it just seems like to me, and I don't know, but it just seems like it's always busy.
It is. Yeah. And I would probably say, you know, sometimes we have shows that are done multiple nights in a row. So if I'm counting, it would be just that one production.
Sure.
But yeah, I should get those numbers in my hip pocket for you next time.
Well, that'd be awesome. I'm here to learn too. And we are out in radio land wanting to know you a little bit better. And that's a minor thing. It honestly is.
Yeah.
But it does show us how busy our gym of a theater is.
And I'm really, really excited to continue the partnerships that we have with everybody in town, but also to develop some new ones. And like you said, we're a vaudeville house, and I really want to get a vaudeville production in there. I think it would be just awesome.
See that guy behind the glass over there?
That's
up his alley for sure.
Yes.
I've been lucky enough to be on the stage once or twice in the Panada. How about you, Pat?
I have done two productions up there. But it's been many years, and I've hosted a few events up there several times.
That's what I did. It's safer that way, it seems like, for all concerned. Producing
and stuff, I'm not the song and dance man you might think I am. Song? Yes. Dance?
Right. We did the last time, and it's been a while now. I've done a few little things. But the last big one I did was a roast for Ernie Bellwood when he sold Bellwood's Furniture, and we had all the business people
Lover
in town. It was so much fun.
Oh,
it really was.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was a packed house.
Sandpoint legend, Ernie Bellwood.
He is.
Excellent.
He is. And also on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we are going to be taking over the Panada for two of those 3 days. For the Rotary District Conference, we have Canadians coming, Washingtonians coming, Idahoans coming, and a few Montanans coming into town to see what Sandpoint's all about. And we're going to kick it off Friday night at the Panada, and because we wanted to show off our great grand dame of the theater and show people around what's great about Sandpoint. And I couldn't think of a better place to be than the Panada.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited too.
Perfect.
We had a conference there years ago, and I was a little bit part of that, and I was much younger then. Mm-hmm. And it went really well. People are so impressed, again, with our local theater that way, Heather. So,
excellent. Yeah. We hope to make you all proud carrying this forward.
Oh, so you will.
That's my goal.
Oh, you will. I'm going to ask a favor since we're on the air and you can't say no. you know the marquee, of course? I would love to have a little teaser on the marquee so we could send a picture to all of the people who are going to come to town to show off our theater in the picture, and then, you know, maybe me since I'm the guy in there. Would that be okay sometime, like between shows when they're switching the stuff anyway? Could we do that?
How about a big maybe?
The audacity, David Keese.
Well, we're trying to get more people to come to town, and we've got to show off our
It's like marquee. Watching Tulsa King. You're a mob boss.
So I'll take that as a yes. Great. We'll work out a date. That'd be awesome. So.
That's a yes with a capital M on that,
there
maybe.
There you go. No, it'll be a lot of fun. People, again, it's been, I think, 10 years since we had a Rotary function there, and people were even talking about it in Canada when I was visiting there this year. They said, we hope you bring it back to your theater. And
I said, excellent.
Of course we are. So.
Well, the carpets have just been cleaned, so hopefully it's nice and sparkly for you when you
even better.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to rent the space, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, we have an inquiry on our website that you could fill out, and that comes to an inbox that we're managing upstairs, or you're always welcome to call the theater and leave us a message. Or reach out to me directly as well. So that's the best way to do it would be to be online, and then we've got it in writing, and then we can reach back out and get some further details from you.
Yeah, you've been really good with our group doing that, for sure.
Excellent.
So you have the little theater, too, and can you
we
rent
do.
That separately? Or?
You can, yeah. So that is right next door. So there's no adjoining – we are adjoined by a wall, but you have to go outside and down just about – I don't know, 5 feet and go in the other door. Okay. But the little theater is fantastic. It seats 80. And so if you have a more of an intimate group or production that you're doing, it's a great venue as well. So, and that would be another goal of mine, David, is to really get, when I was hired for this role, I had never even been in the little theater. So I think we have a big opportunity there to let the public know that it's there.
Sure, because then you're only heating a smaller space. You have
Correct.
Less flow, all that good stuff.
Correct. But for our performers or artists or people that really want a more intimate scenario, that I think it's the perfect place. So, we are lucky to have both theaters.
Well, Heather, we're lucky to have you, too.
Thank you.
What does the big theater hold? 500? Is it 500 people?
Our legal capacity is 526.
Okay.
So, but that would be, the building completely full at capacity. And then the seat wise, we typically do about 490, 480 to 490, depending.
And if people want to know what's going on at the Panada, how do they find that out?
Yeah, we're on the web at panada.org. And like I said, we have an event this evening with our friends at POAC, The Living Voices, the Klondike. And then we have the Banff Mountain Film Festival this weekend. And then next week, we are very excited about our Grand Kyiv Ballet doing Swan Lake.
Absolutely. Kudos, I saw that.
Kudos to Sandpoint Online as well.
Yeah, exactly
They're very good at promoting what's going on nightly in this town, including the Panada quite a bit. So
you bet.
Thank you.
Full descriptions.
And you can purchase tickets at panada.org too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for your time again.
David.
You made my day when I saw you walk into the Rotary meeting, and I said, I knew we were going to talk some more later, and here we are doing that. And again, welcome to the position. Welcome
thank
to
you.
Being that hand on the rudder for our precious Panada.
Absolutely, and I look forward to coming back and sharing more exciting things. So.
Well, very, very good.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I'm betting that that Katie Begalke will be here from the Envision Center, because heaven help her if she wouldn't be, but I'm pretty sure she is. So hopefully we'll catch her after the break.
Fred's Appliance Clearance Centers are your one-stop shop for top quality appliances and unbeatable prices. Top brand closeouts, full factory warranty, and new inventory arriving daily. Take advantage of incredible discounts with savings you won't find anywhere else. Hurry in! With Fred's Clearance Center's huge selection of heavily discounted name brand appliances, the inventory moves fast. For the best deals on appliances in Spokane, visit either of Fred's Clearance Centers today.
Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
How's college?
Well, I'm studying power grid cybersecurity.
More efficient water infrastructure in cities.
Using AI to help process sugar beets.
AI on sugar beets.
You know, fast intelligent load shedding, inertial compensation measures, microgrid control systems, seamless islanding.
To make sure the processing plant is safer and more efficient.
So that we all have clean water.
To make sure Idaho's power grid stays safe from attacks.
Sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
Sugartooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugartooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugartooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugartooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injections 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
The all-new Post Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for all the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1, and happy Thursday for the live listening of this show. But also, Pat, we're rebroadcast on Saturday and or Sunday, depending on...
Saturdays. Saturdays at 5, from between 5 and 6 p.m.
It was on Sunday this past week. I was driving around, and my wife and I were talking to each other, and she goes, "Is that you?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Like, you like listening to your own voice?" I said, "Honey, I've been married to you for 34 years. I'm used to listening to my own voice." But yeah, it was Sunday too.
If you heard it Sunday, then I did something wrong producing, because it wasn't supposed to air Sunday. It was supposed to only air Saturday between 5 and 6.
I know, because I've been getting my oil change and listening, and all of a sudden there's the show, and I get to listen to all the
I get
fun
to
stuff.
Go around listening, like as you mentioned, the weather earlier. There's nothing like listening to weather that between 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. I'm all the stations, KPND, K102, Rock 103, everywhere. And hearing weather that's 6 hours later, and I'm hearing, no rain today, no precip, cloudy sky.
Again, it's totally wrong. Yeah.
I've driven to work like that, just like, my head below the windshield.
That's the guy right there. He's the weather.
They throw eggs at me.
Well, enough about you. Let's talk about us for a second. Katie Vigalke, welcome. I'm glad to see you today.
Hey, thanks for letting me come here.
Of course.
Dave owes me a milkshake.
No, I said she'd be here.
Oh, you were betting on if I was going to show up.
He changed the bet. We knew you would, because heaven help you if you weren't.
Weeks in a row.
Oh, it's funny. We teed you up a couple times last week, and then I'd look out in the waiting area, and then Tag was there, not Pat, and he'd say... I said, okay, let's talk about Gonzaga basketball some more. So we went a whole different direction, and nobody even knew. I mean, it was a far cry from you, don't get me wrong. But we kind of made it happen. So,
well, I was mortified.
Oh,
when I looked at my calendar Friday.
I was on the chain of emails, and let me say, Katie was mortified. The emails, they made me chuckle. They were beautiful.
Oh, I know
sweet.
They were. I can almost see the tears coming onto the keyboard when she's typing it.
Oh, I've never done that. And it is like, my stomach dropped, my jaw dropped. I was like, oh, they're not going to like me
I've been
me
here
anymore.
21 years. Let me tell you, you're not alone.
Oh, I'm in good company. Okay.
You're not alone. Yes. Although I had something planned and I chickened out. So I'm going to tell you what it was, though.
What was it?
I was going to say, hey, Katie, welcome to the show. Here's an envelope. I'd like you to read what's in this envelope. And then live radio, you'd be opening up. And I said, I am so, it was.
My public apology?
Oh, but it was over the top.
I'd have done it.
I know, but I chickened out, because we're lucky to have you here. And we're lucky to be talking about the Envision Center, too. You've done such a great job out there. And I still don't think that most people know exactly what the umbrella is of the Envision Center and what you really do. So we're in an elevator. I'm pushing the button. We're starting on the ground floor. We're going up to floor 4.
Okay.
Give me your elevator speech.
I'm going to give you my elevator speech of just last year. I'm going to hit you with my big numbers, right?
Okay. Perfect.
So last year we served the most amount of clients we've ever served in a year. It's a 53% increase. Insane. So we went up to 857 clients served this past year, which is phenomenal. And so that what you had said about us not being known by most people is still true, but we are getting more and more referrals. People are learning more about our services and how we can assist.
And you've impacted 857
lives. Individuals. So now you think about how many people they have in their family, right? So that's just like, say that's mama and she's got 3 kids at home, or say that's you and you're taking care of your mom and dad who are aging and you're assisting them, and then the ripple effect that has on your siblings, et cetera, et cetera. So,
and each of the 857 cases are unique, aren't they? Template.
Yeah, no, exactly. Each of those people are individuals with their own set of circumstances. And so so that's just the people, but then there's the needs that are being met. And so we count the needs separately. So most people are coming to us with more often than not, two or three needs. And so then we're connecting people to those different resources and follow up. And so they're getting more and more support throughout the year. And 71% of our clients were brand new, so they had never come to use us and our services before. So
71% of your clients last year, one calendar year, had never used your services before.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? So people are learning about what we're doing there. And so what are we doing? We are empowering our community through connection, service, and support. And like we just said, it looks different all the time. So it could be, my house flooded and I have to, emergency move out, and I have a family and I have cats and I need to figure out where I'm moving my things to and how I'm not going to become homeless and how I get my kids to school and where my cats are going to be for 2 weeks. And I'm using this as an example because it hit close to home. Our client resource specialist, that just happened to her. And so, she's on the other side of the table again and is like, she's in crisis. And so her brain that's usually firing, like boom, 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 it's overwhelmed because she's feeling stressed and she's worried and all of those emotions hit. So she's not thinking linearly and and what's my next step? She's just thinking, oh my gosh, what now? And so it was kind of nice for our community to come alongside of her and help. And
well, absolutely. And she's probably empathetic anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But to have something like that come back to you, and then again, watching those connections, see how they work, that's got to make her even more powerful in her position.
Yeah, absolutely. And she was already a client of ours to begin with. And so she is like a true Cinderella story. We absolutely adore her. And she would not be the person she is or the employee that she is without the experiences that she had. And so she's like our little secret weapon. And quite honestly, I also believe that that's why we've been able to serve so many clients, is because people leave saying, oh my gosh, I got this assistance. It was amazing. They tell their friends, they tell people that are also going through things. And the people that come to us in need, they aren't always, you know, low income people. It might just be somebody navigating a challenge for the first time. It could be aging parents. It could be a child with autism. And again, we don't have programs that do all of these things, but we have connections with community members, and we really work hard to know who's who and what's what and what programs are available and what money is out there, so that we can give a nice little warm handoff to those folks.
And that's so true. I think when people are having a crisis, it's tunnel vision, I would think. You know, all of a sudden, oops, I can't make my rent, or oops, a car broke down, oops, I can't get to work, or hundreds of different stories. So to find a place that can help you, or have a friend who's gone through something similar and say, oh, by the way, call the Envision Center. They at least have connections. So what I see, maybe this is true, I hope it is, you're kind of like the switchboard person. So all of a sudden, oh, you've had this. Well, here's what we find with people who are having trouble with this. We plug them into this group.
Yep.
Or we plug them into this group.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Very much so, yeah. But take away the switchboard and now come into our office and sit with somebody face-to-face. Let them give you a Kleenex. Let them hear your story. There's a lot of compassion involved in what we're doing, more than just like handoffs. It's really here's a trusted source. We'll call that person and say, hey, this person's coming through your doors. Look out for them, et cetera. And then there'll be follow-up. So it's more than just a plug in and you're done. But I do like the analogy, because it is. It's you know, I'm looking for, what can I find?
Who was that? Was that Ruth Buzzy? I can't remember who that was, who did it on Laughing 100 million years ago. It's kind of funny.
I don't know, but I watched The Marvelous Miss Maisel, and The Marvelous Miss Maisel, she's a switchboard operator for a little bit.
There you go. And where are you located? I think I know, but most people don't know.
Probably. So we are in kind of a tricky location to find if you don't know where we are. We are off of McGee Road, which is out in Kootenay. Jeez, I said that weird. It's technically a San Point address, but we're in Kootenay, and we're on the second floor of that big three-story building that's connected to the Lighthouse headquarters.
Yep.
If I may interject, she didn't say it weird. She said it Canadian.
She went all Canadian.
Ootenaboot.
I think she was looking at you, Pat, when she did that. I think that
I did live there for 20 years.
I know. Well, I know.
Yeah. I have a little maple syrup in my blood.
It rubbed off.
Yeah, he's been giving me a hard time, but I spend a lot of time in Canada.
We spend way more time in Canada than I do.
Rotary stuff going on. Yeah, so I can speak Tim Hortons. I can do all sorts of stuff now.
Speak Tim Hortons.
Timbits.
Timbits, I know.
Put Dunkin' Donut Munchkins to shame.
That's right. So, do you serve Boundary and Bonner counties? I don't even know that.
We do, yes. Okay. So we serve Boundary and Bonner County. We have a resource specialist in-house here in Bonner County, but then we have two rural resource specialists, one up in Bonner's Ferry and then another one in Priest River. And those two gals are just making relationships at the food banks, at the senior centers, at the library. They hang out with our little booklets and information, and they just build relationships with folks that may seem like they could use a little assistance. And so that's our rural outreach right now. We'd love to get somebody in Clark Fork this year. And
do you have funding for that, or is that something that people just
we'll be writing grants for it. Okay. It'll be a grant funded position if we can get that filled. I don't have the best luck in grant funding.
Well, you and everybody else. 'Tis the season right now. It's a tough lift for all of us. And
absolutely.
A lot of what we do in Rotary is based on grant writing too. We have our own foundation stuff, but no, it's tight. It really is.
It is.
But your need is there for sure.
And absolutely.
Clark Fork could surely use one of you over there for sure.
Absolutely. I know. So we really look to, you know, broaden our reach, especially in those rural areas. And then also, you know, we have an online repository so people can look on there to find help and and assistance, as well as they can call in. They don't have to physically come to see us to get that kind of service and support.
Right. One last question before we go to the break. Mm-hmm. So before the Envision Center was there, mm-hmm. and it's been around for a while, one, how long has it been around? But two, how did people find the resources before it was there?
Yeah, great question. So we were formed in, 16 years ago by two men and a cell phone. So we had to say goodbye to Dave Peets. He was one of our founders. He just passed away this past November. And I have a funny story about that. It's not funny. It's a wonderful story. It's a great story.
And I knew him way back in the day.
So, okay, yeah. Nice. Yeah, well, he and his friend, Rich Cretall, were trying to help a veteran get connected to resources. And they had their cell phone, and they figured, how hard can it be? Well, when they started calling resources that they thought existed or finding things, they were like, oh, that program doesn't exist. That person doesn't exist. This is no longer there. So what they did was they started a repository that got printed into a little booklet, and that would get distributed across.
I remember the booklet.
Yeah.
And Rich was so proud of that booklet. He would see me in different things and, oh, here's a copy of this. And
absolutely.
I've got 13 of them, but yeah. I pass them along, buddy.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah. Exactly. Well, we just printed another. They're getting printed just down the road at 7B copies as we speak. Another 250. We print low quantities because the information is always changing.
Yeah, you're updating all the time, aren't you?
Always changing. Yeah. And so it's, you know, but it also shows that people aren't on their smartphones. It shows who our population is, right? We have a lot of people that are aging that don't use them. We have people who have eyesight issues, who just have never grown
or don't have those
technology.
Kind of phones. Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
Right. No, I think exactly. It's smart to have that wider net that way for people, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Absolutely,
for sure.
It is.
Well, Katie, let's take a quick break, mm-hmm. and then we'll come back and talk to you a little bit more about Envision Center and stuff. And we booked you for two sessions this time.
Fantastic, because you know I can
talk.
That's
like rewarding you, though, for not being here last week. I'm not so sure if that's the positive reinforcement or not.
You're right.
But thank you for your time. It's been a great conversation. Looking forward to more of it. And we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Katie Bigalke.
Perfect.
Catch all the games on the biggest screen around, Kalispell Casino and RV Resort, Cusick, Washington. Watch the games on the 12-foot big screen TV and win at our easy-to-use sports betting kiosks. Football season is here with family-friendly dining, great food and drink specials, and don't forget our state-of-the-art slot machines. See all the action on the biggest screen in Ponderay County. Watch and wager at Kalispell Casino and RV Resort, just 20 minutes north of Newport.
Get ready for our best offers ever. Right now, get 3 months free when you sign up for 5 Internet, like 5 gig for just $50 a month with everything included, unlimited data, equipment, and whole home Wi-Fi powered by Eero. Not to mention a 2-year price lock. Vive Broadband, proud to be your hometown connection. Visit vivebroadband.com today to sign up. Offer ends January 31st, 2026. Certain installations, activation, taxes, and fees extra. Visit vivebroadband.com for all restrictions.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Offering any local business pre-ordered lunches. Place by 5 p.m. the day before and pick up the next day between 11:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10% off orders of 8 or more. Place your order, pick up the next day, all prepared and ready to go.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
I am so glad you're back on Live Local Radio. I've got Katie Bogalke here. What a great guest. What a great program. The Envision Center is changing lives. We've got numbers to back it up, which is even cooler, Katie. That's even great. One thing that has kind of been our rearview mirror a little bit, but maybe we should bring it up, was your Festival of Trees. Yeah. I mean, I heard that was just a slam dunk.
Yeah, we were very happy with how that went this year. Again, back to numbers. We had a 36% increase in giving throughout that week, and we raised a total of $226,591.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's huge.
How was it raised? Where did that money come from?
Well, the biggest thing we did this year was we had sponsorships. So $45,000 of that came from sponsorships. So if you're a nonprofit out there and you're listening to me, get on sponsorships, which is amazing because it comes in ahead of the event and it helps pay for all the things that you need to do, and then it really sets you up for a successful event with a bunch of folks that can come in and really celebrate the season. We had just shy of 3,000 people. It was a little less than we had last year, actually, folks that came through the doors. But
and you just click them when they walk in.
We click them all in. Yeah. So we had a Friday night event after the tree lighting that the chamber put on. And then on Saturday, we had our big friends and family day. And that was a terrific success. We had six different acts come on stage and play music. And Santa was there and cookies and cocoa. And it's just really heartwarming. And then we had all 10 of our gala trees on display for the community to come and see all of the generosity and the lavish giving, which is really fascinating and just breathtaking and overwhelmingly just heartwarming.
Aren't you just amazed by, first of all, the talent from people who do the trees?
Absolutely.
I mean, we used to have trees back in the day here too for different organizations, and I was always amazed. I mean, who would think of doing a tree like X or Y or
yeah.
Z and then making it look great?
I know. It's incredible. So I have two favorite trees I'm going to talk about. One that was at the gala, and that was done by Alicia McFadden from AM Gallery and from Heather Upton, who works at, well, she used to work at the History Museum, but now she's working with Hepler Law. And they came up with this absolutely breathtaking, show-stopping, It's a Wonderful Life tree that featured Ross Hall prints and all sorts of just throwback items. Oh. And it was very yesteryear, and it was just incredible. So that one was a favorite of mine. And then the Key Club and the people who own Lightning Lube, they do a tree for us every year. Well, not every year, but many years they have done it for us. And they did one just for our silent auction, and it was this little dog tree. But the amount of love and attention that they put into this thing and all the handmade ornaments, you're just like, man, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
And so kind. And another thing that was just really heartwarming this year too was we had our Panhandle Peacemaker Quilt Guild. They donated tree skirts to our event. And so there was over 25 tree skirts donated. And the amount of time put into just one of those is easily like 8 hours. So that's a lot of hours and love by those women. And then people have heirloom pieces all year round.
Absolutely.
Year after year.
And isn't it cool to have like something that attracts people like that?
Yeah.
Because I always believe that people they want to plug in, but they don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's with Rotary, that's with everything.
Definitely.
That I do. And the secret sauce, and you're finding it too, is to find a way to have people be part of it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, then they're doing something bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're saying, well, we helped raise this much money for this and that and the other. And then you really feel good about it. And there are so many people, again, out there, even listening on this show, that think, well, there's nothing really to do around here. Well, There is.
Oh, just have a conversation with Katie Bugalke.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can nail her down, it's worth it.
I will truly plug you in.
Oh my gosh! And aren't you amazed by the need? I mean, people. I don't think people even know. And you know, you read these studies that say when a person retires, for example, they pull that plug, and if they pull that plug for too long, they go away because they're used to being accountable. They're used to doing something. And that's where Rotary, that's where these different civic organizations come in too, but the volunteerism too, the food bank. Yeah. I mean, there's no group in town that will say, no, I don't want your volunteer time.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I know it's funny you mentioned the volunteers. Every February we do a volunteer mixer, so it's not for dating, although some people come and they think it's for dating, and they're always disappointed.
No, they're all dressed up.
But I'm like, you know, you could still find love here. You could.
And that's where you should look.
It.
I would almost say that's a place because you're like-minded.
Yes,
right, you have the
definitely.
Big heart. I had a single friend who was an animal lover, dog lover, and I said, volunteer at the BTAA.
Yeah.
Walk dogs. You're going to find
Yeah,
somebody.
You'll meet your person out there.
Or the
Did
classes.
It happen?
No, she chickened out.
Oh, she didn't go and volunteer?
She did nothing.
Nudger.
That's why I'm not a matchmaker. I failed miserably at least three times that I could tell you about, and one in flames. I mean, it was not good. So I've learned a long time ago to step back,
Stay
let nature take its course, and suggest a class, whatever, but that's it. No.
Yeah, none of that. Well, our volunteer mixer, it's wonderful. We always invite different nonprofit leaders to come and share their volunteer experiences or board member opportunities, right? Like all these people that are retiring have an enormous amount of experience under their belts that we would love to tap into, because Bonner County has three times the national average of nonprofits. You are going to find no shortage of board member commitments that need filled and volunteer hours that need
And something that aligns with you too. I mean, that's there's so many different options out there for sure.
Right.
You know, one thing that I found in my, I've given the same elevator speech 55 times, 55 different clubs this year I visited. And what we find is we've spent so much time as nonprofits, and that's what we are as well, looking for those young professionals who are just doing, and that's when you're the busiest, and,
right.
Which is cool. Like, if people can plug in there, that's great. But what we find, and as part of Rotary, we're looking at people who have been a public servant. You've been a police officer. You've been a firefighter. You've been a teacher. You're a servant personality type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned before, all of a sudden you pull that plug, and then you're not. And then all of a sudden you're building birdhouses for a while in your garage, and then you're not going to go do this.
You might.
You know. And so there's studies out there that say by plugging in, you make a difference for people, of course. Yeah. But you make a big difference for yourself.
Absolutely.
Too,
so. I know. When we start our retirement mixer, I have a whole trivia about that and about the benefits of volunteering and staying young and the health and the relationship benefits. Good. But yeah, the whole reason I started that was because we had I was watching my neighbor kick a rock and clean his driveway for hours. And I'm like, that is an immaculate driveway.
That's
he is
the
just
best
bored.
Driveway all over.
He is just bored. We got to get that guy plugged in. Yeah. And he came. I don't know if it ended up working into a match. But
so if somebody calls you or finds you online, you'll find that match for them.
Yeah.
If they say, I've got some time, I want to.
Absolutely. Because we know all of these different nonprofits and partners, you know, we can steer you in the right direction. Whether that's going to be a complete fit or not, we can never guarantee it. But we definitely know the people out there and we can kind of match you. Yeah. There's also a platform called Volunteer North Idaho, that the United Way has. And so that's a way for you to also go on and sign up if you have specific interests, say you like nature and dogs or whatever. They'll find just nature and dogs opportunities for you. If you like
that's
people,
perfect.
Then they send you to me.
60 seconds.
That's perfect. That's perfect. It really is. Well, Katie, you've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Envision Center is touching more lives all the time, which is really, really, really cool. So if there's somebody out there who really wants to volunteer for something, how do they find you?
Yeah, you can go to our website, crecidaho.com, and if you remember that, or you can visit us at our office, or you can email me, katie@crecidaho.com.
That is the worst email address ever.
It's terrible. Saying, yeah. You know, our name, we should talk about that at the next section.
I think so, yeah. You need some vowels or something in there. I'm not quite sure. So.
We have one.
Well, Katie, I want to thank you for your time today. It's great spending time with you. Pat and I think you're the cat's meow. You really are. And we appreciate everything you do for our community. And it's obvious that you're making a difference for more people all the time. So thank you. I look forward to talking to you all again next week. We have a great slate of guests coming then, too. But none greater than Katie. Oh, have a great week.
Thank you.